Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, not the star of the program. I am the man here to introduce the true star of our show, the iconic, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the icon from Hunter. He's got a new movie coming out, Transformers. He's going to be on NCIS a little bit later on this month. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I'm doing pretty well. I recovered from Courtney's wedding last week.
Boy, now you were there. That was quite the wedding, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was great. We were just chatting about it. She did such a great job. Courtney Cadera, our producer, got married, and she was a fabulous bride. And Mikey is a very lucky guy to have her.
He was a good groom as well, so I got to hand the hands down to Mikey. He was good.
Well, it's one elbow to the ribs that says you're doing all right. And it's two if there's a screw up somewhere.
Really?
So that's all. If you're a groom, that's all you have to be.
You made me a little nervous, though, at the actual wedding ceremony.
Thank you.
Because, you know, people, I watched that movie.
That's my job.
Mrs. Robinson, where, you know, somebody screams or something. And you were sitting there, and you know both the bride and the groom, and you sat on the groom's side. I, of course, went on to Courtney's side. Sorry, Mikey. And, you know, then all of a sudden I looked, and you weren't there, and you were in the back. And I thought possibly if they said, if there anybody here that thinks these two should not be joined together, may they speak now. I thought you were going to shout out something, but apparently
I chose not to.
You just shouted
out. I had something written down, but I...
You were looking at the baseball game. You know, you're watching the Dodger game.
I was outside.
Getting updates.
In the Chrysler. listening to 570.
It was a great ceremony. It was a fabulous reception.
It was fantastic.
Both parents, the families were both incredibly great. The reception was good. I even got a chance to kind of cut a mean rug out there on that, and I was on the dance floor, too.
I was going to mention that to you. I said, you shouldn't do that.
I did. I actually did the money dance, and Courtney had a huge line, so I cut in and got a dance with Mikey.
It kind of reminded me of...
You could do that now, can't you?
Kind of...
Dance with the groom?
It was like a Seinfeld episode.
Yeah. Cost me $20 to dance with Mikey, but it was well worth it. I think he kind of liked it. We kind of busted some moves out there. Anyway, we're here on the show. We got a lot to talk about today. Sports, football, baseball, everything. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer at CRN Talk. Again, that is Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And lots to talk about here. But I love this time of year. I said that last week. We got playoffs going on baseball-wise. We got basketball going to be starting up. We got hockey just starting. Football getting in about their sixth week. And it's just fun times here. And so here's what I want to talk to you about first, Fred Dreyer. You are, of course, the iconic all-pro defensive end for the Rams the New York Giants and then your acting career. And you are a play-by-play color commentator. We'll talk about that later in the show. But I'm watching the playoffs, and I'm watching the Dodgers playing Atlanta's Braves. And it was Joe Rios with John Smoltz. And wasn't it Joe? I mean, Joe Davis. Joe Davis with John Smoltz.
It was Joe West behind the home plate.
Yes.
Along with
Joe DiMaggio was buried out in left field. But that's a whole other story.
They were talking about it.
They were. So, Smoltz gives me something that I don't know why I didn't think about this. Maybe some of you have thought about it. Maybe some haven't. And he, you know, they show those graphics, those metrics, and they're on the screen and they're showing, you know, the guy's up there batting. He's a left-hander and he can hit 10% to the third baseline and, you know, 20% to be shortstop and 30 or 40%. And then all of a sudden they go to the right side and he's hitting 80 or 90% or however the percentages work out. And you look at the way they position the field, and they got the third baseman playing second. They got the shortstop almost playing over to second. They got the second baseman playing midway closer to first, and they got the first baseman there. So they're plugging up the whole right side of the infield for the left-handed batter. And Smoltz says, I don't get this. I don't understand how this could possibly be. Why doesn't the batter simply lay a bunt down and get on base? And I'm thinking, yeah, why doesn't he? Why doesn't the batter go push it past the pitcher? He could be on second base before they'd even pick up the ball. And I'm thinking, why does this happen? I got to ask Fred about this. Your thoughts?
Well, that's one reality. The other thing else is if I'm Smoltz or Kershaw or any of these top line, top flight starters, I'm going to have a lot to say about how I want to pitch somebody.
Okay, I got you.
And therefore, how I set my defense.
So you're saying the pitcher helps set it because he's going to throw the pitch in a certain spot.
He's going to pitch a guy, the lineup. You know, the people calling the plays, like in this case, it's going to be Dave Roberts.
Right.
And everybody who uses and adheres to that policy of we're going to play the percentages, we're going to – this guy 75% of the times hits everything between second base and first base. So we're going to overload that way. That means there's going to be fewer people between second base and third base.
Correct.
Okay. So, but if I'm a pitcher, I may want to pitch a batter coming up. I may want to pitch him differently than the way the defense is set up.
Yeah, but if you're bunting, can't you maybe take one of those and just knock it down the third?
I'm just talking from a pitcher standpoint.
Okay, all right, okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I would yell out to them, hey, I'm going to bunt right over here.
You would, too.
I would.
Yeah, you would.
And I would, and I'd bunt, and I'd beat it out. And, of course, they'd say, gee, he's really screwing this thing up for us, which is the other thing. You know, we talk about this periodically.
The politics of baseball.
Well, we talk about the desire that this matrix. I guess it's matrix metrics.
Metrics, yes, the metrics.
The mathematical probabilities on every single pitch and every at bat now dominates managing, pitching. And defense. So they want to play that game. They want to set that up so they can say, and, you know, I was telling a friend of mine back in Boston, you know, crazy fanatic for Boston.
Those Boston fans are totally nuts.
No, they're completely crazy.
They are.
And
we know who you are.
And, the Yankee fans were great yesterday.
But we'll talk about that.
But anyway, we talk about this a lot, and all of these organizations now are now, and I know they talk about it, all the general managers, they all talk about, this is how we want to play the game now, so let's not have any of our pitchers or our players screw it up.
By bunting down the third baseline.
Yeah, as soon as you do, as soon as you bunt.
Well, why is he doing that?
Then that
destroys the whole shift.
Yeah, then that game is over with.
Yeah, which it should be. And that's what Smoltz was saying. That's what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like, just, you got to win the game. Get the base runners on. And all the better to do it here during the playoffs. Listen up, you playoff teams battling now for the league championship.
There's four left. There's
four left. Just come on. Put it on. You want to win? That's the way you win. That's how I beat Houston if I played them in the World Series. Or Boston, I just lay one right down the third baseline. Put the shift on me. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, pro football, it's the same thing. You know, they have different types of defenses for they'll give you on a prevent.
Right.
They'll put a big umbrella deep so you can't get beat deep. So the philosophy is I'll just start throwing everything underneath and I'll take 8-9 yards of crack. And I'll get my team up on the line of scrimmage, and I'll take 8 or 9 yards. I'll just keep going, and I'll beat you to death with completing 8 and 9 yard passes
exactly
underneath
all,
the
all,
defense
all day long,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And the philosophy is, well, we're going to take what they give us. Well, of course you do. And if this baseball organizations continue to line up with these overshifts, I'm going to bunt. I'm going to have 5 guys bunt in a row.
Look, exactly. If they can take football and put the eye in the sky and try to steal signs and look at the defenses and get that, as you say, you use whatever you can use, whatever tool to win, then why don't you do this in baseball? They're giving you a base hit, maybe even a double, for God's sakes. If you get it out there in the left field, you're on second base before they even get to the ball.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And so there you have it. Now, let's talk a little bit about these playoffs because did the Yankees, you said their fans were great. I want to hear what you have to say about them.
The fans were always great.
What happened? They just left us and they got all this money. Well, not as much as they've spent before, but they had these home run hitters and nothing.
Who was the play-by-play? It wasn't Smoltz.
No, it wasn't done that
team. Who was the play? Ron Darling.
Yeah, oh, Ron Darling.
He was very good.
I thought he was good, too.
He was very good.
Smoltz was good and Darling, ex-pitchers. They were calling it pretty
well.
They
were great. And what was real fun for me was in the eighth, I think it was the eighth. I'm going to say the eighth. I think it was the eighth.
Yes.
And the bases were loaded. Yes.
Oh, yeah, they were.
The bases
correct.
Were loaded. Yep. The last two innings, they had a shot to win the winning
game. Yes, they did.
So the eighth
we're talking about the Boston Yankee series,
yes.
right now, because that should have been a really close series, closer than it was. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Bases loaded.
So you have bases loaded, and Ron Darling says this is a New York moment.
Yes,
for
he did.
Giancarlo Stanton.
That's right. To endear himself to the fans.
This is where he's now going to be branded a Yankee when he gets a base hit and with bases loaded and ties the game
up. Exactly.
If he does that, that's a Jeter moment for him. And he went down on strikes so pathetically.
So quickly.
I felt so bad for him.
I did too.
But he was terrible. There was no continuity in most of their at-bats. And this pitcher, what was his name from Boston with the big red beard?
Yeah, the big reliever.
Anyway, he was all over the place. He wanted to walk the winning run in.
Yeah.
You know,
was it Porcello, the starter?
No,
Rick Porcello.
Purcello.
Purcello. Yeah. Anyway, you're right about this, and it's like these guys. That's all you have to do as a pitcher. They're swinging for the fences, so just make them swing outside, and you get the strikeout.
Well, they all swang out of the zone.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right. The most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back here. It's the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And during the breaks, by the way, this show is on video. You can check it out at YouTube.com. Roku Live, we do it at Roku.com. Facebook Live.com. I think that is back in session for you. Anyway, Fred Dreyer, because this is the month of October, his show NCIS coming up on, what is it, the 23rd?
23rd Tuesday on CBS.
On CBS. And he's been getting into the, we got Halloween candy here at the studio, and you were telling me, you were kind of going through saying that this was a very good batch of Halloween candy this year.
Yes.
You had a, what, a Milky Way, you said was a staple? What do you mean by the staple?
Because you can always trust, I had a Nestle's 100 grand bar.
That's your very first 100 grand?
They're just really tiny. Here's what they are.
Well, they're
I have big hands, but this is a...
Well, you're the big all-pro defensive end. You just said that the Milky Way is always a staple. What do
it's
you mean
by a staple? Because you can rely on it to have no artificial colors,
That
and,
nougat
and no artificial flavors.
And did you go with the Snickers? There were Snickers in there. I know you're a big.
I didn't do Snickers. I like my assortment of. I like when I crack with my two front teeth. When I crack down into my
Kit Kat.
Into my Milky Way.
Yeah. Oh.
I like being greeted by that caramel.
And it's made by the Mars company, Milky Way. But you have
Mars
not
people.
You haven't tried the 100 grand yet. This is going to be a first.
This is going to be a first.
And we might do this on the air because you've never had a 100 grand bar. This is pretty good. You, who have started with the New York Giants, for God's sakes, and you were there back in that historic Yankee Stadium playing football, and you sat on Babe Ruth's stool, and
yeah.
Didn't they have the Yoo-Hoo drink there? Did you drink those while you were back there, the Yoo-Hoos?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right, so
I just want to say something to you and to all the folks out there.
Thank you.
October 21st, you know what that is?
That is October 20th.
Coming up here.
That's the
soon.
The autumn solstice, equal day and equal night.
That's
no, that was in September.
It's coming up here
September,
pretty soon.
September,
October 21st.
Yeah, what is going on the 21st? Your birthday?
Two safeties in one game.
Oh, yes. Can we bring Jim Delgazzo and who was the other guy?
Can we go send a car for them?
Can we bring them into the studio? Embarrass them here right in person.
What were you thinking?
Let's do that. Let's bring them in. Come on. This is historic. This is what Fred is alluding to is we call him Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game.
By one player.
By one player in the same quarter, for God's sakes. They pull one quarterback out, put another one in, and he did another safety.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Record will never
saying,
be broken.
What are you guys doing?
This is the 21st. How could I forget
October
that?
October 21st.
Immortal day in football
1973.
History. This is amazing.
1973.
You fans out there remembered. I'm sorry I let you down. I should have remembered. This
and Sultan was born.
That was
I put down here.
Gonna be a big day. What day is the 20th? It's a Sunday, right?
Yeah,
it's gonna be. Are you gonna be on a lot of the NFL broadcasts at halftime? Will you be making the rounds of some of the stadiums?
I'm going down to the Goodyear blimp area, and they're gonna take me around to all the teams.
Hey, Sultan is here. What happened today?
I'm gonna have to leave on Thursday, the 18th.
That's good. All right, a little more baseball here. So, what do you think of the Machado trade? Because Manny Machado was really struggling trying to hit the ball, and then he finally connected on a few and won some key games for the Dodgers against the Braves. And do you think he's starting to relax a little bit, or is he nervous?
Yeah. Well, of course. No, I think he's been embraced. What I think of the Dodgers? They've done a very good job. I think they're a bunch of good people over there. I think the teams are defined by how good your people are, what kind of teammates they have, how they David Freese made a comment, just a couple of days after he was he showed up here.
A great acquisition late season for the Dodgers, David Freese.
That was very underrated.
And you know what was the key factor? Is he knows he was on the Cardinal team, and he helped the Dodgers, or the Cardinals were punishing him all year. And I think he gave him some inside information, they went 3 out of 4 against the Cardinals and turned their season, late season drive around.
One of those insights is that he says, if you get on second base, you just tell the second baseman some Paulie's jokes.
Does that throw them off?
It really screws up the whole timing of the double play combination.
That's good.
Yeah.
See, so that's
so. Here's my coup de grace.
You have time to do it in a minute? Go ahead.
No, I don't. But go ahead.
All right. Well, no.
When we come back, I'll do it.
Yeah, it's a tease. So you got a tease as to why the Dodgers are really a bunch of good guys and stuff?
Well, I think they're good guys, and they made Freeze and they made Machado very comfortable, and that's a big part of it. They're very professional. Both of them said the team is very professional. They handle themselves.
I think that's the manager knows how to handle the players.
It's everybody.
The coaching staff.
You know, they came down and said, "Hey, does your family need anything? Can we help you? Yeah. You know, we can send someone out to pick."
So from the top of the organization.
Yeah. So everybody was very, very helpful to them, and I think that goes a long, long way.
Maybe they could help Baez get a curveball.
No, he's good.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. So we're talking a little bit about baseball. You said the Dodgers, Fred, going into our last break there, good team. They seem to care about their players. Manny Machado is a midseason ad. They had David Freese later on. Both those seem to be paying off for them. And so you were going to say a little insight into maybe the next series here coming up.
I'm just curious to see what it becomes autobiographical of the last two trips to the NLCS, the last 2 years.
Yes.
If this third time around is different, will the organization...
You're talking about the Dodgers-Milwaukee series now, right?
I'm talking about the Dodgers-Milwaukee. Will the Dodgers manage differently?
Meaning?
Well, will they do things that maybe they didn't do, or maybe they decided they got some perspective on some of the things that were done in the last 2 years in this game with Chicago and certainly now with Milwaukee.
Okay.
You know, so is Dave going to play small ball? Is he going to do some things? Is he going to pinch hit for people, you know, sooner in the game? How is he going to use his people? How is he going to define the Milwaukee bullpen, which is very good?
Yes.
How is he going to get around a lot of the problems that they bring with their matchups? They've got
hot too.
Both teams are hot. They've got players there. They've got pitchers there that they don't care if you're left-handed or right-handed.
Right.
So they've got such command of their wares. How are they going to manage their team? How are they going to use it? Well, that's, of course.
Yeah. Especially when you're on the road.
Well, that's what they tell them. Hey, Bronco, hit a home run. Okay. Can I? Yeah, I'm giving you permission to hit a home run.
Whose team is Bronco on now?
Whatever.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's
going to be a good series. And
I think so.
What about Boston and Houston? That's going to be a great series. Those two are going to knock heads against each other. That'll be a great one. You know, we're into it right now. But, I mean, those games are exciting to watch, too, because you got two teams that on paper look like they can take it all. It's like, there you go. That's almost like a mini World Series right there.
Yeah, they can.
It's going to be pretty interesting, I'll tell you that. So, be looking for that. We'll these go on, and then we get into the World Series, and then baseball's over. But these are exciting times right now. I'm excited to watch the games.
These are the best of times.
Yeah. Now we got a little items to talk about here, and let's talk about Drew Brees. Come on, that's pretty good.
Passing, Hall of Famer. Right?
Hall of Fame going on, and the Saints have been streaking now. Now you have said before that when you go to handicap the games or something early on in the season, you can't. You and I were at spring training for the Rams. I'm sure it's the same in every other organization. There wasn't seeing like a lot of intensity that we saw. They started their day at about 3 o'clock, and they were kind of like just doing calisthenics. And it's you say it takes a while.
It wasn't calisthenics.
What was it?
It was some sort of
what
odd, you know, Andes.
It was rubber bands on their knees, and they were stretching.
Yeah, it was some sort of walking and then kicking their legs up.
Did you do that in your day when you played ball? Were you walking and kicking legs?
Only.
Take it easy.
Only on my way out to the car.
Okay. That's good. So anyway, so you say it takes a while for the true teams to settle down because it's kind of like a training session in the first few weeks, right?
Well, have you noticed how many people are injured?
Yes.
I mean, around the league.
Yeah.
They just don't. And we had a couple of announcers, a couple of these games over the weekends that, you know, when you're spinning the dial, catching different comments here and there, you're saying, oh, gee, he's down on the ground. There's going to be a timeout. We'll be right back. You come back, he's still laying there. And they said, gee, what do you think could happen? He goes, anything could happen because, you know, they're just now getting into the season. They're in their fourth game. They're going to be the fifth game. You know, these guys aren't going to be in shape until halfway through the season.
Yeah.
If at all.
Well, there's some changes around that. They have the power ranking. So number one, still your Rams. They are still looking good, although, you know, they played pretty tight with that Seattle game, tighter than I thought was going to be going
on. I was surprised how well Seattle ran the ball.
Yeah, they did a good job there. Number two is the Chiefs. So this is pretty interesting. Kansas City, a lot of people counted them out last week, and they just came right in.
They're going to wind up playing a very good game with the Rams in Mexico.
And here's another one. The Saints moved up into the number three spot. That's unbelievable. Yeah. They really have turned their season around at this early, week six or something going on over there. Patriots, they've had to turn things around. They had some losses there.
So what are they now? What are
they? They're ranked number four.
Are they? Like
they were five last time.
Are they 3-1?
Yeah, exactly. I think so. They were four. Yeah. And the Chargers have come up to number five, up from number six. And this is this team is looking pretty good. And in the shadow kind of the Rams in L.A., but they're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, Bosa on defense for the Chargers is still out. I have no idea what's wrong with him.
Yeah. Number six, the Panthers. They're up from seven to number six. The Bengals. Every time I bet the Bengals, they always lose. And I haven't bet them. And now they're up to number six.
Is it Marvin Lewis still the head coach there? Yes, I think
he is. I think so.
Yeah, but I mean, it's amazing. He's been there for almost 20 years, and he has been there in that organization, and they've been terrible for 20 years.
Yeah, and the Jaguars are number eight. The Bears, amazingly, from 14 to number nine. And the Ravens, number 10. So they've been doing really well. Your thoughts on this, please email Fred Dreyer. You can anytime. We're going to do our email segment as well. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud, so I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Back in the sports lounge, here's truly Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. And you're finishing up the 100 grand bar now. I said you'd talk about it on the air. That's the first time you've ever had a 100 grand bar. Let's get the rating on this thing.
Well,
here.
So far my instinct on the 100 grand bar is it might be too much caramel.
Well, isn't there some peanut butter in there too?
No, there's not. It might be too much caramel.
Well, all I know is out of all the candies that were in that basket, mm-hmm. when I came in here Saturday to bring back the coffee machine that broke down and I repaired, because I can do those kind of things on the side. And I'll take care of yours if it blows up. The 100 grand bars, there were about 10 of them sitting in the basket out there. Nobody was touching them.
See, it's underrated. Don't say anything.
It is underrated, right? It's a good
bar. It's underrated. It's a good bar.
I like them.
It's a good bar.
I think
so. It's not a great bar. It's not a great bar.
Not a Mr. Good bar, but it's a good candy bar.
No, it's not a Kit Kat. It's not a Milky Way. It's not a Mars bar. Come on. When we're talking flavor, we're talking.
But it's pretty good. I'd put that up against like a Butterfinger or a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
I never like Butterfingers.
You like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
They're all right. Sometimes they can get a little chalky.
You sure there's not peanut butter in that 100 grand?
No, I don't think so.
Look at the natural ingredients
on
that.
Not in the ones that I get.
Okay. All right. So we covered that over there. So look, the 49ers, you mentioned the Garoppolo, whatever, blew out his knee. Sad for them.
Terrible.
So do you think Colin Kaepernick gets a chance to come back to his old team?
No, he's done.
Now, he has filed, Colin Kaepernick, to trademark the image of his face and hair. Have you noticed that? Have you heard
I saw that down there.
The filing showed up at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office Wednesday. It was filed last Friday, and it says his intent is to use the image on everything from shampoo and hairspray to jewelry and lampshades, which would probably be one of the big gifts this holiday season. It's your very own Colin Kaepernick lampshade.
Good. Just do it, baby.
You can just do it. You can wear it. You know, on your head at some crazy parties or something, and you have a Colin Kaepernick signature if he signs it.
That's a good idea. You know, if he could somehow really get the right lampshade,
it would be great.
That he could wear all the time.
The filing also says the image can be used in association with providing classes, workshops, seminars, and camps in the field of self-empowerment and production of television shows and films. Has he been doing that we didn't know about? Has he been producing TV shows and films?
Well, yeah, he and Kobe have an Academy Award collaboration.
Is that true?
Yeah, they got a collaboration coming up.
So we'll see what's going on. And they say Nike has made him relevant, and so they're taking care of that and making that happen. Now, Peyton Manning congratulated Drew Brees, as we mentioned, this Hall of Fame material. Now he's going there, right? Drew Brees, he's got
to
be there.
It's a very nice thing for him to do.
Tim Tebow, talking about Hall of Fame, he was inducted into Florida's Ring of Honor. That's because he was one of the big stars at the Florida Gators. And he said, what an honor. He's going to be able to take his family back there, and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
How wonderful.
You know, it is a big deal.
I'm saying it's wonderful for him and his family.
It is big. It's big. He two national championships in 06 and 08 that he led the team to. His name is on the ring. It was in last Saturday's game. Are you more of a college football or a pro guy?
Yes.
Both. You watch both?
I watch both.
Yeah.
But I have a great affinity for college football suddenly. I like
I do
it.
Too. I like it too.
I can just enjoy it without having to be told that every play I'm going to see in slow motion five times.
Exactly. Well, yeah. It's going to be good. Now, we mentioned the power ratings. I have them here
somewhere.
Yeah,
you had them.
And they're somewhere here. But anyway, we mentioned the power rankings.
You're not going to go over them again, is that right?
No, I'm not. But Jerry Jones is lamenting the Cowboys' lack of a number one wide receiver. And they have fallen down in the power rankings again this week. So I think that's a problem because they don't have that wide receiver. And so you had that game last week, the Cowboys in Houston.
I think they knew that coming into the season, and they still didn't do anything about that.
Yeah, so how do you expect to compete when you don't take care of a problem like that?
Well, I mean, you have to ask Jer. You know, he's got five hats he wears over there.
Who had who was the owner of the Cowboys when you were playing?
Clint Murchison.
Was he a good?
Well, he ran a tight ship.
Yeah, they were the darlings.
And
of
then
the
he
NFL
had, and then
years.
He had, you know, what's his face, the head coach over there. What's his name? Who's the head coach for the?
Oh yeah, yeah. Tom. What's his name?
Tom Landry.
Yeah, Tom Landry.
Yeah, Tom Landry, who ran a tight ship, and they always fielded a very competitive team.
It was a class act, that whole organization.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm really impressed with the Rams so far this year. They've turned it around with that young kid coach and everything, and they've got they got that defensive coordinator in there, a Phillips kid, and
he's my age, kid.
Well, I know, but he's good ball team, good ball club. Does he say the same thing as his old man used to say there?
That's why you got to push hard and grunt.
Push hard and grunt?
That's what you got to do.
Good ball team, good ball club.
Hey, coach, should I push hard now? When do I grunt? Well, you push hard first, and then you grunt.
That's it. So then,
thank you, coach. All right, get out there and
good,
do it.
Good family. It's a good, strong
and
family.
And if it's a good grunt, I should hear it way over here.
It's good. By the way, did you see Tommy Lasorda dressed up with his goggles and everything in the locker room? And did you see our buddy Dave Vassay? Boy, Yasiel Puig took care of him a couple of times.
Are we out of here?
You want to come back with this one?
Yeah, let me come back.
Okay, don't forget it during the break.
Yasiel.
We come back on talking about the locker room celebrations, which a lot of times is now just a camera set in the corner so that no one has to venture in there, because it is a crazy place when they go in there and start pouring champagne and beer on your heads.
Uh-huh.
And it's cold.
Oh, well.
They chill that down.
That's the worst part of the whole afternoon.
And then you got the guys in the press box just giggling about the whole thing because they're in the press box. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fan mail segment here, Fred, and we got at Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Bruno says, hey, is it possible to know what is the model of sunglasses Fred Dreyer is wearing in a photo? And he sent some a photo, and these are classy-looking sunglasses. What are these that you're wearing there?
You know, I couldn't tell you.
Those the aviator style?
30 years ago.
Too bad.
And they're not Ray-Ban.
You don't think they are?
There's some exotic Italian name. You know, the the prop master, you know, he knew I liked to wear sunglasses sometimes during the show.
Who's he?
The prop master.
Oh, the prop guy. Very good.
You know, Nick Caparelli.
He was a good guy.
He would always come over to me and say, you know, I got some new glasses for you. I said, well, don't tell me about them. Show it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then he'd run back into the truck and bring 7 pair out.
That's great. Boy.
Oh.
It's an added perk when you were Hunter. I like that.
Are you kidding me?
Renee says, looking forward to a meet and greet someday. Keep us posted. Have a great weekend. We got to have a dinner with you. I think we'll set that up next. We'll have a dinner with Fred Dreyer, and we'll do it at Angela's and Vinci's, and fans can come out and say hi to you. Right, then maybe we won't. All right, Pamela says, interesting lounge last week, Mr. Dreyer. Happy October. Looking forward to your guest starring role on NCIS. Now, when is that coming up, the 23rd?
NCIS, October 23rd, which is a Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
That's coming up. You're going to be a good guy, even though you've played villains.
I'm an ex-Marine sergeant. Who they go back and do a forensic checkup on me and realize that I did some naughty things in a fragging incident.
Be watching that on NCIS on the 23rd. Send your emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Mm-hmm. In the sports lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, the star of our show, gentleman, the all-pro defensive end. We call him Sultan, 2 safeties in 1 game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end man, the acting iconic legend. Talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer. Okay, so Fred, unload here on the locker room celebrations. They do it in all sports, but baseball, because there's so many different series, they constantly go back into the locker room after they get through one series, and they're pouring beer and champagne over each other's heads or spraying them in their eyeballs.
You know, I think it's wonderful. You know, it's the longest sport in history. It's six and a half months or something. I mean, you know, just completely ridiculous. So they're relieved that the everyday grind is over.
Right.
So they're celebrating for that. Then they're celebrating that they could actually have won enough games to beat all the other teams out.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're celebrating for that. So it's when you see it on TV, I believe it, and I'm genuinely happy for them. But I'm tired of it already. You know,
you're tired of the whole.
I'm just, you know, they got to find. You know, what was interesting is after the Dodgers clinched in Atlanta,
right?
They didn't dogpile on the mound. You know,
they didn't dogpile
and go over the top.
Right, they were classy. They were in a home. So they were
and they shook hands and hugged each other.
Yeah,
they went over to the mound, I think, or right off the home plate area, and got their t-shirts that told everybody that they're
black t-shirts, just like the one you wore that somebody stole from you. But anyway, that's another story for another show.
What are we going to do about that?
I don't know. But anyway, there's a picture of you in a black t-shirt.
I've got a claim,
and it's been missing.
So. Yeah, so when you get inside and you see, all the shaking of the champagne. And
shaking it like this and spraying, right?
And,
yeah.
And, you know, you can do that maybe once or twice, and then it's like, okay, I want to go take a shower. And I kind of want to go back to the hotel is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I know. I knew this was coming for the last couple of weeks, and now here we are. And then you've got. Just as things are winding down, you got, Yasiel, bad brain.
You're talking
Yasiel.
About the Dodgers now. This isn't. He's a nice guy, Yasiel Puig. I like him, but he likes the celebration, and the announcers are sitting there getting interviews with people.
No,
there's
but
one
it's
guy,
too much.
David Vasse, and he was interviewing Yasiel Puig, and then Yasiel poured like 2 beer bottles on his head.
He had four. I'm going to give you 4 now. You know, and he went off on this.
And David did not like it.
No, nobody likes it. And nobody wants to be sitting there talking to you and squirt a magnum of champagne in your ear.
Or in your eyes.
Yeah.
It burns.
Look, watch me do this. And it's all about him. It's all about him, because his brain is extremely small. And he, oh, no, come on. I mean, it, enough already. You know, we love you.
I love him. I do, too.
Well, let me.
Yes, I love
him,
too.
Let me tell you how I love him.
Yes, how do you love him?
I love him when he's way over there.
You got
it. We had guys like this. We had guys like this all through your youth.
Yes.
You know, guys who were just a pain in the ass. They say, pick me, pick me, pick me.
Yeah, right.
I would pick you. I'm going to pick you last. You're going to be on my team because the numbers work out that way. But I would pick you earlier if you weren't such a dope. Oh, I'm not a dope. I'm cool. I'm hip. You know, all right, stand way over there. Just stand way over there. That's Yasiel.
There you have it. All right. More for you every week when we do this show. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Check out his website. What's the new website?
It's fdreyer.com, and look at that movie trailer, $3.95, and buy that movie, man.
F for Fred, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Yes. .com. Check it out. That's a new website. Don't forget to send him an email, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer here. Final segment of our show and more emails. A lot coming in to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Gabrielle says, I'm watching from Italy on Facebook. Love the conversation. So she tunes into the show.
Yeah, get a lot of people from all over the world doing exactly what she's doing here, and that's contacting us. We sure appreciate it.
And if you can't see it on Facebook, they're working on a problem because they had that breach and all that. So we should be back up and running hopefully next week. Hosina says, I used to love watching Hunter. Maybe they will show the series again one day. They are, aren't they? All over the Icon channel?
Yeah, it's all over the place. Some satellite dishes get it, some don't.
And Lois says, hi from Wisconsin. Probably a Green Bay Packers fan. What do you think?
Lois from Wisconsin.
Yeah, from Wisconsin.
It's very difficult just to tell by this writing right here.
Brett is says hello from Tombstone, Arizona. Remember that old TV series you used to have called Tombstone?
A memory. Whistle me back where I want to be. Carry me back.
Beautiful sound.
Thank you.
Tombstone. Danny Brown says, hey, Mr. Fred Dreyer, my brother used to watch Hunter. He's a fan of yours, and he's a police officer and loves making a difference. Is there any chance I can get a signed photo of you addressed to him, Officer Steve Brown, that I can mail to him? By the way, go Packers, go. I'm a Packers fan. How do people get a picture of you?
Well, they mail a self-stamped address envelope here to the station with all the information they need and the photograph that they want me to sign or whatever it is you want me to sign, and I'll sign it any way you want me to, and I'll put it back into the envelope and mail it back to you.
That's the way you do it. And so you just send.
That's the way you'll be guaranteed to get it.
Martina says, I can't see you on –
I can't wait to see you
on NCIS, which is the 23rd. Hillary says, hi, for any chance Hunter coming back on TV? Would love to see it. Well, it is back. It's on the Icon.
You just have to find it. It's on there.
Find that, and it's a really good stuff over there. And then Rod says, where did you surf when you were younger?
Hermosa Beach.
Yep.
Hermosa Beach, right, just a little bit in south of the pier.
Jason says, what's your favorite comic gig that you ever did? Was that on Friends, maybe?
What gig? I did so
gig
many of them.
You didn't?
Well, we were funnier on Hunter. Hunter was funnier than Cheers. How about that?
All right, there you have it. If you have an email, send it to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Hunter was way funnier than Cheers, I'm telling you. Take a look at it.
See you next
week. You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.